last week brought a big change to Ohio's Democratic gubernatorial ticket, with Cincinnatian Eric Kearney withdrawing his name because of reported tax troubles. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about what happened. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So, was it a big surprise?
No, it really wasn't a big surprise. Once the story started coming out about hundreds of thousands of dollars that were owed by the company that the Kearneys own, and some of the debt was switched over to the Kearneys themselves, you're talking about $750,000. Obviously, the news media around the state was dogged going after the story and trying to get as many details as possible. This thing was not going to go away. It was going to hang over Eric Kearney's head all the way through next November's election if he had stayed on the ticket. So it was almost inevitable.
So it was a pretty big tax problem for him then.
It was mostly due to the company, which publishes the Cincinnati Herald, an African American newspaper. Newspaper business is in tough shape. They had racked up a whole lot of debt to the federal and state governments in taxes. And this is not a news story. This story was reported 3 years ago, but the amount of money just kept growing and growing. So it just became an intractable problem for Eric as a candidate.
Now, has this happened before where a lieutenant governor candidate has had to withdraw from the ticket?
No, it hasn't. It's been since 1978 that Ohio has had in its constitution that the governor and the lieutenant governor run together as a team. Before that, they ran separately. There's never been anything quite like this where somebody had to step down. Eric, had looked like, on the surface, the perfect candidate. Experienced legislator, smart, works well across the aisles. He can raise a lot of money. He's very well connected, and he could have helped Fitzgerald a great deal, especially among African American voters, right here in Cincinnati, where he is very popular in his 9th Ohio Senate district.
So, what does this mean for Ed Fitzgerald? What do you think he'll do now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's going to look around and he's going to find somebody, I think, probably, who can help him with that same constituency, the African-American vote. There's been some speculation about the former mayor of Cincinnati, Mark Mallory. Of course, the Fitzgerald campaign this time around is going to vet these candidates very closely. They're going to look into everything in their background. But Mallory would be a possibility. He could help Fitzgerald, particularly in this end of the state, in the urban core.
But you don't think that announcement will be made for a little while?
I don't think so. I don't expect anything, until after first of the year. It's going to take a little while. He's going to be very careful this time. He's got to be very careful and vet these candidates for lieutenant governor so that nothing else blows up in his face.
Back to Eric Kearney. He is serving as the 9th district in the 9th district. His term he's going to be term limited out after this term.
Right.
Who do you think is going to go for that seat?
Well, we know two people already. Former Cincinnati City Councilman Cecil Thomas. If you call Cecil Thomas's cell phone and you get the voicemail message, he introduces himself as a candidate for the Ohio Senate from the 9th district. He's obviously running. Mark Mallory's brother, Dale Mallory, a state representative, is on Facebook and on social media advertising his candidacy, and he's telling everybody that he's going to run. Now, they're both Democrats, and that means a primary. But this is a very Democratic district, this 9th Ohio Senate district. It takes in most of Cincinnati and some of the inner ring suburbs. And in effect, the primary usually ends up being like the general election. Whoever wins the Democratic primary wins a seat.
One of Cincinnati's most well-known politicians, Bill Mallory, died last week. You had many opportunities to cover him. Your thoughts about him and the legacy he's left with his children, who you mentioned already today.
William L. Mallory Sr. was a legend in Ohio politics. I had known him, since the mid-70s. He was a master legislator. He was a gentleman, but he was also a hard-nosed politician. And I think, you know, if you look at Mark Mallory and the way that he conducted himself as mayor, trying to get legislation through by trying to pull people aside and you know, get their votes, you saw a lot of Bill Mallory in Mark Mallory. And I think that was very, very telling.
Howard, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org. He joins me each week at this time on Monday mornings.